With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel releasing video showing what it claims is a Hamas tunnel close to a major border crossing region.
Entryway to the 2.5-mile tunnel is just walking distance from the Erez crossing and an Israeli military base. Hamas militants launched into Erez during their October 7 assault, which ignited the latest war. Israel's been seeking to destroy Hamas's network of tunnels underneath Gaza during its ground offensive to ensure it's no longer a threat. The discovery of the tunnel raises more questions about how Israeli surveillance could have missed such conspicuous preparations by Hamas.
After Israel destroys Hamas, it will likely take on Hezbollah in the north. The former commander of the U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says that's not going to be an easy task at all.
This is going to be a brutal fight. It'll be, I think, very much akin in terms of casualty numbers on population-adjusted basis to what you saw in Europe in both the First and Second World War.
And they're still trying to work things out in Washington.
A group of senators and key members of the Biden administration are trying to satisfy multiple entities. The GOP demand that it won't free up aid for Ukraine, Israel, or others unless there's tighter border security.
We're not going to continue these stupid policies.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press says President Biden took the wrong steps and escalated the border crisis.
Chose to undo Trump policies.
Some Hispanic lawmakers are warning the president not to go too far. The hope was to find a deal to help Ukraine before Congress leaves for the holiday break.
This is SRN News. A new look at America's spiritual condition. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual, but not religious. 10% are religious, but not spiritual. 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A year-late storm has unleashed heavy rain and gusty winds. The storm has flooded a number of streets throughout the eastern U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com. Well, the fight against drunk driving continues. John Scott has the story.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place, requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress in 2021. John Scott reporting.
A Vatican tribunal has convicted a cardinal of embezzlement, sentenced him to 5.5 years in prison. In one of the several verdicts handed down in a complicated financial trial that aired out the city-state's dirty laundry and tested its justicism as well, Cardinal Angelo Biacu was absolved of several charges, but he also was convicted. More on these stories, SRN.com.